For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning, looking at the election and the election aftermath. Thane, what do you think it's going to look like?
Well, Susan, my guess is that it will be so close that either party will challenge the results through lawsuits. There are numbers of possibilities. Remember, the last election, there were around 60 lawsuits. Some of it even made their way to the Supreme Court. They were all dismissed, but people didn't speak accurately about the dismissals. They said, oh, well, they're all dismissed. They had nothing wrong with them. That's not true. In each of those cases, the judges essentially ruled there's no evidence of widespread fraud. The key word there is widespread, right? Because that's suggesting that they're saying, look, we looked at these cases. We saw affidavits from election workers that saw some irregularities. Piles that shouldn't have been counted got thrown into the mix. There used to be very, very strict rules on an absentee ballot. There's an envelope within an envelope. Two of them need to be sealed. If you only sealed one of them, it didn't get counted. If it wasn't dated, it didn't get counted. If it didn't get signed, it didn't get counted. You also have ballots that went out to people that exceed the number of people who are registered. So how is that possible? How are there more ballots being mailed out than there are people on the registration rolls? So there's going to be calls for recounts and audits. That's my guess, unless the election is not nearly as close as we think it is. And I think it'll be a bipartisan challenge. I don't think this is just something Republicans will challenge. I think if Donald Trump wins, you'll see Democrats making the same arguments.
It's almost as if we turn the clocks back and we look at the year 2000 and that election, we looked at it at the time as like this crazy one-off, like once in a million years type of election decided in the court at the end of it. Was that a one-off or did that set the stage for all elections to come?
So, Brian, there's an interesting irony about what you just said. Because what people don't remember is that the Supreme Court, essentially said, stop the recountings, stop where you are right now, and whatever the numbers are, that's the winner that went to George W. Bush. And they gave their reasoning. And then they said, this opinion has no precedential value. It self-destructs. We will not let you use this opinion in future elections, just to show you how the Supreme Court really didn't want to be in a position to, anoint the next president of the United States. But sure enough, 20 years later, cases work their way through up to the Supreme Court again. In many instances, they just dismissed it. But you're right. It opened the door that a court could step in and require recounts or require certain counties to exercise the same rules. And part of the problem is the Constitution says that every state gets to make its own rules. That's a big difference, right? We don't have a unified system. Every state does what they want. And the pandemic opened the door to say, look, now we're going to do everything by mail. We don't want people to show up anymore. Showing up with your driver's license is the best way to guarantee there's no fraud. It just is. Absentee ballots are fraught with risk. But now the majority of Americans are mailing them in. And so you have all kinds of things where you saw these ballot boxes in Oregon that were set on fire, right? Well, what happened to my vote? I was in one of those ballot boxes, right? That's what somebody's going to say. Mobile drop-off points, ballot harvesting, the chain of custody of who's holding my ballot. Does it sit anywhere? Did anyone else get look at it for a while? All of these things are now subject to a judicial oversight.
With all this said, Thane, should anyone expect a winner to be announced, either late Tuesday or even Wednesday?
I doubt it. I really do. You know, it, just as I was listening to the top of the hour reports that you just had, you know, where there, it is so close that I think that they're going to insist on recounts no matter what. If it's not close, you know, I mean, look, you have the problem we have is that we had one candidate last time who never did accept the results. And he has a base that rejected the results anyway, no matter what. I think it's just going to be so close that it's just naturally going to slow things down. Some states have what's called late arriving ballots get counted as long as they're dated. That means we wait until like a week or two until they all show up, provided that they come in correct. Pennsylvania has one of those. Again, that case. Again, they had another case that went up to the Supreme Court. This has now happened twice for Pennsylvania. So I would be surprised if you get a winner on, you know, Wednesday morning. I think they're going to start questioning those numbers.
Well, Thane, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. As always, Thane Rosenbaum joining us, taking a look at the court's role in the election this week.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.